Chapter 3. Ding Dong, the Witch Isn't Dead. "Believe us now," Penny says to Frankie and Robin. They both just stare at Dorothy, awestruck. Penny runs over to Dorothy. "Hi, Dorothy. I'm so psyched to meet you. I love your dress. It's so Wizard of Oz." Dorothy looks at Penny, her big brown eyes getting even bigger. She's clearly freaked out.
"How do you know my name?"
She glances all around.
"Where am I?"
I stand up, still holding Prince, and make my way over to Dorothy. I need to explain everything to her. Penny hasn't yet learned how to talk to story characters. You have to ease them into things and not give away too much information. You don't want them learning something they shouldn't know, which could lead to them messing up their own story. Frankie and Robin follow me, still awestruck. But before I can say anything to Dorothy, Prince springs out of my arms and bounds toward her. He leaps up on his hind legs, his tail wagging, and barks excitedly at the little black dog in Dorothy's arms.
Oh, Prince never gets to see another dog when we fall into stories. He must be happy to have a new friend.
But Toto whimpers and cowers against Dorothy. He does not look happy to see Prince.
"Down, Prince," I say. "You're scaring Toto."
Dorothy frowns at me and clutches Toto even closer to her.
"How do you know my dog's name? Where are we? What's going on? I'm so confused."
"Join the club," Robin says. "Listen," I say, turning to Frankie and Robin. "I know it seems impossible, but we really are inside the wonderful Wizard of Oz, and we really have to figure out how to get out of here." As soon as possible. Gluck could be anywhere, or anyone. When we were in Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, he turned into the White Rabbit to trick us.
"We're really not dreaming?" Frankie asks.
I shake my head. "Do you want me to pinch you?" She puts out her arm. I pinch her.
"Ouch!
Not dreaming," Frankie says. "And that house falling was no special effect. And this is clearly Dorothy, so I guess we're in Oz?"
"We are definitely in Oz," I say.
Robin blushes.
"Since I've never seen the movie, can you guys tell me what the whole story is about?"
"Of course," I say, feeling bad that she's embarrassed.
"See, there's a girl named Dorothy."
"Me?" Dorothy squeaks.
"Yes," I say, "and you live with your aunt and uncle in Kansas, right?"
"This is really creeping me out," Dorothy says, taking a step back. Oops. So much for easing her into things. This is why I never tell the story in front of the main character. Knowing your future can cause you to make different decisions, and we don't want to mess up Dorothy's story. Okay, change of plans.
"I mean, there's a girl named Dottie," I say, looking at my friends meaningfully. "Everyone got it? Dottie, not Dorothy. Good?"
My friends nod, clearly catching my "don't freak out Dorothy" drift. "And Dottie got caught in a tornado. It picked up her house and took her to the magical land of Oz. And when the tornado dropped her house, it landed right on the Wicked Witch of the East and, killed the witch. And then..." Wait a sec. Something occurs to me then. Dorothy, didn't land on the Wicked Witch of the East. She landed on Robin's treehouse. And I definitely didn't see the Wicked Witch of the East under the treehouse. Just to be sure, I look over to where Dorothy's house sits. In the movie, there was a pair of witch's legs sticking out from under the house. But now, no legs. No witch. Uh-oh. Did we already mess up the story? Wait. Maybe what happened in the book is different from what happened in the movie. My mom says movie people sometimes change the original story to make it more Hollywood-y. For instance, in the original Snow Queen, there's no Anna or Elsa.
And in the original Little Mermaid, the Little Mermaid dies. Yes, dies. Worst ending ever. No wonder Hollywood changed it. Abby? Penny asks. You still there? I blink. Yes! Sorry. Frankie, you read The Wonderful Wizard of Oz book, right? She nods. Does Dottie's house land on the Wicked Witch of the East like it does in the movie? It does, Frankie says. That part is exactly the same. Crumbs. One difference from the movie, Frankie adds, is that Dottie sees the witch's silver shoes sticking out from underneath the house. Silver slippers, not ruby ones. Penny makes a sour face. Silver shoes? Why'd they change them to ruby? I guess they wanted to make the movie more colorful, Frankie explains. It was one of the earlier movies filmed in color. I glance back at Dorothy's house again. I don't want to worry you all, but I don't see any silver shoes or ruby shoes. Could they be under the treehouse? We really need those shoes to get home. I want to find the shoes, Penny says. I'm just going to circle the house and look for them. I bet they're ruby, though. Silver is just not as cool. I'll do the circling, I say. I got it, Abby, Penny says, hurrying ahead of me. I chase after her. The last thing I need is Penny finding the shoes before I do and putting them on. What kind of Penny magic would she try to do? Make sure everyone on the planet wore stain-free t-shirts? I catch up to her as she turns the corner of the house. You better wait for me, I say. You're not in charge, Penny says as she hurries by one of the windows. Yes I am, I say. I am absolutely in charge. We're here because of me. Look, silver shoes, she cries. I glance to where Penny is pointing, directly on the grass in front of us, and I gasp. She's right. Sparkly silver shoes. And there are legs in the shoes. Legs in striped green and black tights. And above the striped tights is a woman in a gray cloak. She has long, knotty silver hair that cascades to her waist and... OMG! Just one gray eye in the center of her gray forehead. So creepy. She's also holding a broom in one hand and pointing at us with a long, gnarled gray finger. And she's standing. And totally alive. Abby, Penny whispers at me. That's the Wicked Witch of the East, isn't it? I think so, I whisper back, trembling. Abby, Penny says again, why isn't the witch under the house? Excellent question, I say. The Wicked Witch puts her gnarled hands on her bony hips. I knew it, she snarls at us. When I saw that first tiny house falling from the sky, I assumed it was trying to squash me. And I was right. That's what you wanted, wasn't it? And then, when your plan failed, you sent another, bigger house down from the sky to get the job done. But see, when that first tiny house fell, I figured out your plan, and I hid. So your second house didn't get me. It landed on the tiny house. You wanted to crush me like a bug, or a pancake, but your plan failed. Crumbs, crumbs, triple crumbs. OMW, Penny says under her breath. OMW, I say. Oh, my witch, Penny exclaims. OMW is right. I step forward, trying to keep calm. We didn't want to kill you, Miss Witch of the East, I say. We just thought that maybe we had. See the difference? The witch scowls at us.
Liars! She snaps.
I want to defend myself, but then I sneeze.
Curse you! The witch says. That's what my sister and I say instead of bless you, she explains.
Gee, thanks, I reply, sniffling. Just then, Robin, Frankie, Prince, and Dorothy run over to us. Dorothy is still clutching Toto. When they see me and Penny facing off with the witch, everyone gasps and Prince barks worriedly.
Is that the Wicked Witch of the East? Frankie asks me. She's not dead?
I thought Dottie killed her, Dorothy says.
Who's Dottie again? Robin asks. Dottie is Dorothy, Frankie snaps. Come on, keep up, Robin.
Gee, what is Frankie's problem today?
We messed up the story, I rushed to tell my friends. Robin's treehouse wasn't supposed to land in Oz, but when it did, the witch saw it fall, and she moved out of the way before Dorothy's house could land on her.
And now she's alive, instead of dead. Not that we're to blame for landing here. Gluck for sure sent the tornado. He's the one who wants us trapped here. He's the one who messed up the story.
Toto leans his furry head forward and growls at the witch, snapping at her with his little white teeth.
How dare you, you insolent beast!
The witch yells at him.
He didn't mean to, Dorothy says nervously. He's sorry. He's usually a very good boy.
Growl!
Prince barks, narrowing his brown eyes at the witch.
Ugh, your animals are repulsive,
the witch says with a wave of her hand.
I bet they smell, too.
Hey, I say defensively. Prince is not smelly. I just gave him a bath. I look over at Penny to make sure she heard that. The witch ignores me and claps her hands.
Munchkins, she calls.
Suddenly, all the munchkins, who were pretending not to see us earlier, appear and start running toward us. How did I not notice before that they were holding spears?
Yes, witch? The munchkins ask in unison.
Take these 5 girls to my castle dungeon, the witch orders, waving her broom. And their little dogs, too.
Wait, what? I scoop up Prince and hug him close. The munchkins surround all of us, looking menacing and pointing their sharp spears in our direction.
Don't listen to the witch, I cry out to the munchkins. She's evil. Help us instead.
Take them away immediately, the witch insists.
Yes, witch, the munchkins say in unison.
Why are they talking to her and not to us? Penny asks. Shouldn't they be singing that song, Ding Dong Something Something?
The witch has the munchkins enslaved, Frankie explains. They have to do whatever she says. See, in the book, when Dorothy kills the witch with her house, she frees the munchkins. But now that the witch is alive, they're not free. They still have to do what she says. So they're not singing, Ding Dong, the witch is dead, because she's not dead, I finish.
Definitely not dead.
The Wicked Witch cries out triumphantly. Then she hops on her broom and it shoots straight up into the sky. Whoa.
I'll see you all at my castle,
she shouts down to the munchkins before flying off into the distance.
Move it,
one of the munchkins yells, poking me in the back with a spear.
Ouch.
The other munchkins poke and prod us until we have no choice but to start marching down the yellow brick road.
I want to go home, Dorothy announces.
Don't we all?